Okay, this is the English program here with me, Steve, and now it's time to start a brand new series of, are you ready for this, folks? Robin Hood. Yes. It's actually Robin Hood. I can't believe it. Yes. I'm a big fan of the old Robin, you know, who used to steal from the, or rob, of course. Robin. Rob. Yes. Robin from the, all the rich people, and gave all the things and the money and everything to the poor people. He was great, old Robin, wasn't he? So we have Robin Hood now here on the English programme. Got a bit of an intro for you, an introduction, give you some of the sort of background information. Well, England, during the 12th, 13th and 14th centuries, was slowly taught the value of firm administrative government. Two big words there. In Saxon England, the keeping of the peace and the maintenance of justice had been left largely to private and family enterprise and to local and trading communities. In Norman England, the royal authority was asserted throughout the kingdom, though as yet the king had to depend in large measure upon the cooperation of his barons and the help of the burghers to that's burghers, not as in beef burger or hamburger, a different kind of burger, to supply the lack of a standing army and an adequate police. The older chivalry was slowly breaking up, and a new wealthy burger and trading community. I'm not quite sure what a burger is in this context. B-U-R-G-H-E-R. If you know what a burger was, please write in. We need to know. And trading community was rapidly gaining influence in the land, whilst the clergy, who were, of course, corrupted by excess of wealth and power, had strained almost to breaking the controlling force of religion. It was therefore natural that in these days a class of men should arise to avail themselves of the unique opportunities of the time. Men who loved liberty, they hated oppression, they took the law into their own hands and executed a rough and ready justice. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Now this was between the rich and the poor, which embodied the best traditions of what was known as knight, if I can say it, knight errantry, whilst they themselves lived quite a nice life, actually. Free and merry was their life, on the tolls that they exacted from the wealthy victims. Now, such a man may well have been the original Robin Hood. Lots of people think he actually existed, you know. A man who, when once he had captured the popular imagination, soon acquired heroic reputation and was basically credited with every single daring deed, big word coming up here, and every magnanimous, my goodness, that's a big word, action in two centuries of freebooting. I have no idea what freebooting is. So there we go, a bit of an introduction there, give you an idea of why Robin Hood did what he did, what motivated him. So there we go. In the next episode, Robin Hood seeks a guest. This little program here was brought to you by the English program and is available on Audioboo. Yes, I think everything we do is available on Audioboo. Audioboo.fm/English Radio.